This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. From the undisclosed bunker studios in the hottest city in America, it's the Steve Sanchez Show.
Steve Sanchez is a conservative syndicated radio host.
Also Steve Sanchez.
Steve Sanchez.
Steve Sanchez.
And my role is to bring the truth, to help you understand the true definition of patriotism, not what the Republicans say, not what the Democrats say, but what our framers, our founders envisioned to be patriotism, and that is what this show is all about.
It's always so nice to hear the most exciting talk radio of the week. This is the best talk show I've ever heard in my life.
Yourself, because here he is now, with a Constitution in one hand and a Bible in the other, your host, Steve Sanchez.
Thank you, Greg Derringer. Welcome to the Daily Rant. Yes, this is the Daily Steve Sanchez Show Tuesday. This is the show where we rewind the misinformation you're hearing both on the left and the right, and we bring you an independent conservative perspective with a Constitution in one hand and a Bible in the other. And you better believe it, I am proudly unapologetic. That is a mouthful, Producer Nate, and I didn't need a teleprompter like Obama. Remember that time Obama was trying to throw Trump under the bus? He was just going with that teleprompter. He was just so polished, so poised, because that's President Obama. If there's been any president in the history of our country that was poised on a teleprompter, nobody did it better than Barack Obama. Now, you know that. He was just polished and seasoned. That teleprompter was his third arm. It was an extension of who he was. But I remember not too long ago, he was throwing Trump under the bus. Last year of his presidency, Trump is gaining momentum to soon be the Republican nominee. And I remember Obama's going, all of a sudden the teleprompter goes out. Obama is lost. He doesn't know which is right, which is left. And he starts ad-libbing. I don't know if any of you recall that. He starts ad-libbing, and then he actually says something to the effect, you know, I understand when he says something cute, it's funny, and we want to laugh. He's talking about then Donald Trump. And he said, but we just can't go for a lot of this okey-doke. Remember that? He couldn't. And then all of a sudden, within about 30 seconds, the teleprompter's back on, and boom, he's as poised as a soap opera actor on Days of Our Lives, doing his lines with no problem. Why do I say that? Why do I even start with this? Because it seems like the mainstream media is also poised with their teleprompter. I'm currently watching Geraldo, I Have Too Big of a Mustache Rivera. It looks like he is a Hispanic Wild Bill Hickok. I don't know where he gets the idea that that mustache looks attractive. He looks like he should be part of the Magnificent Seven and the barkeep, because he looks like a bartender. He looks like the barkeep in the saloon. He just does. But the media today is very poised. Just like Barack Obama, poised and polished because they have their teleprompter in front of them to either get them excited or get them melancholy, where they're just, today there was another shooting, and there was another shooting. And the reason I'm talking about this, the reason I'm talking about how well of theater the mainstream media acts and puts out to the public, is because in Maryland, two people dead, another school shooting, but the media is really not talking that much about it. Isn't that odd that David Hogg, the little Pinocchio punk, and Emma Gonzalez, the little shave head radical, that are the picture children for the anti-NRA, anti-gun movement. You know who I'm talking about. David Hogg just did a PSA. I talked about this on my Sunday night show, where he said that politicians are just, and excuse my French, the bitch of the NRA. Now, if that offended you, friends, especially my friends in the Bible Belt, then don't listen to country music. Because country music is full of all kinds of innuendo, and if you can't handle that word, and I'm using it as a commentator to prove a point, then you have no business really listening to this show, because I don't need crybabies here. I need adults. I need patriots that understand what I'm trying to do. So he says that, and then Emma Gonzalez is on 60 Minutes, and she talks about how, you know, arming teachers is stupid, and she starts talking about budgetary issues with the school district like she's a politician. She's fed her lines. The little girl with the shaved head is just that, a little girl. And are we going to really sit back and take lectures from these children? And my question to you tonight is, where are they? There was two killed in Maryland today. Where in the hell is the mainstream media and their proficiency with the teleprompter? Where is David Hogg? Where is Emma Gonzalez? I'll tell you where they are. There wasn't enough people killed today. God forbid. Jeez, think about it. Not enough people killed today to really matter to the media to cover this without interruption like they did in Parkland. Sadly. But I'll tell you the biggest problem. I'll tell you why the media, why David Hogg, and why Emma Gonzalez are absolutely not at the microphone as we speak. Because a good guy with a gun killed the shooter in 60 seconds versus the inept Sheriff's Department of Broward County not even going in to try to save those children because Scott Israel is a liberal, inept sheriff who should have resigned already a month ago. That's why. If you spend time talking about the Maryland shooting today and that the shooter was killed by a deputy in 60 seconds, then that takes away the narrative, the false narrative that the mainstream media, anti-gun, Emma Gonzalez, David Hogg, Planned Parenthood, and all the rest of the George Soros-funded organizations trying to take down the NRA, it literally goes against that false narrative. Because guess what, friends? If you have officers in schools that are trained and not cowards like Broward County, also known as Coward County, shootings will be minimized. And not only will they be minimized, they may go away altogether because any future possible threats to schools will be put on the back burner because these people will think twice because they know good guys with guns will take them down. That is why the media is not covering this. Even Fox, and I say Fox, F-A-U-X News, because it doesn't fit into the ratings spectrum. That's why they're more interested in covering the packages and explosives and bombs in Austin, Texas, which is important, which is concerning. But that's just sexier, isn't it? That's just sexier for the news media versus a truth that goes against the anti-gun establishment. I'm opening up the phone lines. Steve Sanchez hanging out with you Tuesday night, 1-877-49-STEVE, 1-877-497-8383. Phone lines are open. You can weigh in on the conversation, and we very much would like to hear from you tonight on these very topics. Do I make sense? Am I making sense? You're darn right I'm making sense. You're not going to have the media hoopla over a cop that took down that shooter in 60 seconds. Why? Why not? It's not good for ratings. I'd rather talk about the 17 that were brutally killed by a madman who's evil I'd rather talk about the anti-gun movement. I'd rather talk about David Hogg and Emma Gonzalez, the picture children, the poster children, I should say, for the anti-NRA movement, because that's sexier. That drives ratings. Versus the hero in Maryland who absolutely, without provocation, took down a shooter. And let's be honest, friends, let's be intellectually honest here. It could have turned out much worse. Much worse at this Maryland high school if you didn't have the school resource officer bravely go do his job. Not stand down. Not go hide behind a car. Not go hide in a closet. No, goes in as a first responder, as a hero, to take down the 16-year-old, or excuse me, the 14-year-old. I believe it was a 14-year-old. I have to check my notes here. 17-year-old. My apologies. Who's been identified as Austin Wyatt Rollins. Took him down. As a cop should. Why wasn't that done in Broward County? Why is the video footage off in terms of minutes, like something was rewinded? Why did these officers stand down and allow Nicholas Cruz to go on a shooting spree when these officers have bulletproof vests, they have what is semi-automatic weapons in the trunks of their car? Why didn't they go do their job? Scott Israel makes me sick. I look at him and he makes me sick because he is a politician. He forgot what it meant to be a cop. He's been behind a desk for too long. So when you're behind a desk for too long and you become a politician, you have forgotten what it means to be in the field, what it means to protect and serve, what it means, friends, to be our domesticated military. In essence, that's what the police are. They're our domestic military. They're our security force. They are there to protect and serve. And today in Maryland, and even the governor, Larry Hogan, is saying, we're proud that we had an officer that decided to stand up, to take his duty seriously, put his life on the line. 34-year-old Blaine Gaskill, veteran of the Sheriff's Department, he had some SWAT training. Nevertheless, he goes in, takes down this shooter in 60 seconds, kills him, and saves God knows how many lives. Steve Sanchez, 1-877-49. Steve is how you weigh into the program. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk more on this and possibly, if I'm up to it, take your calls. Don't go away.
Hey friends, this is Steve Sanchez, and before you make any food storage decision, I want you to consider my friends over at LegacyFoodStorage.com. Legacy Food Storage is voted best value in food, lowest cost per pound, and they have up to a 25-year shelf life. They offer free shipping all around the United States, and get this, they're made in the USA. I know that means a lot to me. I'm sure it means a lot to you. Their categories are unlimited, and I encourage you to go visit their website right now at LegacyFoodStorage.com or call them at 888-543-7345. If you believe like I do, the inevitable can happen, and you've got to ask yourself, how will you survive? How will you feed your children? My friends at LegacyFoodStorage.com have the answers, and they're standing by to answer your questions. 888-543-7345. That's 888-543-7345. Or visit them at LegacyFoodStorage.com. For a limited time, you get a free gift with your first purchase, and you get an incredible discount at checkout if you use the coupon code Sanchez.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Do we want to get rocked?
Welcome back. Steve Sanchez hanging out with you. Glad to be here on this Tuesday. Steve Sanchez behind the microphone. 1-877-49-STEVE is how you win the conversation. The phone lines are open. 1-877-497-8383. We've been talking about the shooting in Maryland today at that high school, and it was at Great Mills High School. And I'll be straight with you. Here's a 17-year-old, comes in, literally ready to do damage, of course. Obviously, these gunmen go in, and that's their intent. And the school resource officer, who is a former veteran, trained, former SWAT, takes the kid down, 60 seconds, he's dead. And one of the students, a 16-year-old female, is in critical condition. The other is a 14-year-old victim, also in good condition, and then a couple people, I believe, are deceased, one of them being the shooter. Why did this work when it didn't work in Parkland? Now, I understand there are different circumstances. However, there was still a school officer on premise. 3 showed up within a couple minutes. 4 officers stating that they were told to stand down until SWAT got there and allowed the chaos to ensue for 11, 12 minutes, I believe, 17 people dead. Why couldn't they do what this man did? That's their job. Aren't they trained to go in and actually conduct an operation in this kind of circumstance. And if they're not, I agree with President Trump. We need to start facilitating schools with those that have that type of training, or start offering that type of training, so that in the event something like this happens again, we can have what we saw happen today in Maryland take the assailant down in 60 seconds. Save God knows how many lives. But it's going to take money. It's going to take resources, it's going to take time, it's going to take patience, and it's going to take unity, agreement. It's not going to mean that we fundamentally change the Second Amendment. It's not going to mean that we come against the NRA. It's not going to mean that we change the gun control laws or make them stronger or harder or more stringent. No, it's some fundamentals. I dropped my youngest daughter off at the airport on Sunday en route to Nashville. She's a recording artist, soon to be, actually, but working on some great things, but that's another story. In any event, she's got to be in Nashville once a month for a week at a time. And I dropped her over to the airport, and of course, she has to go through security. We didn't have security like that prior to 9/11. But when 9/11 did happen, we created a Homeland Security. We have yet to see another problem on planes again. Why can't we do the same thing with our school districts? I have a simple solution. It's quite simple. Let's disband the Department of Education. Let's reallocate those resources to the states, allow the states to utilize those billions of dollars into metal detectors, into security, in terms of officers that are trained. Now, you will thwart off any future problems. You just will. I mean, let's just be intellectually honest. After 9/11, you had the shoe bomber. He tried something. He was caught immediately. He couldn't even get those stinky shoes off in time. I mean, he went down fast. Why? Because they had protocols in place. Real simple. Hey, look, I attend a church where the church security is armed. And they should be. You're not hearing much about church shootings anymore. Oh, yeah, you had that church shooting in Texas, small church. But I can assure you there's an armed guard there now. We're in a different time, friends. We're in a different season. We're in what they call those end time season. So that means you're going to have to actually think differently, think out of the box, not taking away or tampering with the Constitution, but modifying the way we do things to keep our children and just really our people safe. Really, really simple. Don't need to demolish or dismantle the Second Amendment. What are your thoughts? Steve Sanchez, 1-877-49-STEVE, 1-877-497-8383. Let's take a break. Let's come back and let's jump to some calls. Don't go away.
Hey friends, this is Steve Sanchez, and you hear me talk about on my show the concerns I have over what I believe is going to be another economic calamity for America. Now, the experts like Kiyosaki, Faber, and Rogers are now also warning about what could be the worst stock market crash in our lifetimes, and why precious metals, specifically silver, make tremendous sense to help hedge against what could make the crash of 2008 look like a cakewalk. Now, my good friends over at RME, the precious metals experts, founded by industry pioneer Jim Clark, have the solution. For a limited time, they're giving you their free ebook called Investing with Precious Metals. It's available right now by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Or you could visit them at rmegold.com/Sanchez. Don't let the globalist agenda hurt your retirement dollars, your 401k, your IRA, everything you've worked for. Call right now for that free ebook, 888-772-2929 or rmegold.com/Sanchez.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hey, this is Ricky from Banyan Hill. You like freedom? I do. You like money? I do too. If you like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard that right. $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com. Thousands of people are already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. And if Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by April 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com before the April 1st deadline. That's www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com.
You're listening to Steve Sanchez.
All right, welcome back. Steve Sanchez, 1-877-49. Steve is how you enter the program. The SteveSanchezShow.com website. If you're not there yet, you need to get there because we do what is called Live Stream Wednesdays every Wednesday. So tomorrow we will be live streaming the full daily rant hour of the radio show on live stream, and our social media audience will join us. You can be part of that. It's free. So just go ahead and do that. Subscribe to the Undisclosed Bunker if you haven't done that, so you can get our free newsletter. You can get special event features, the show behind the show. There's just a variety of things that you can get. And if you're not signed up for that now, go do it. It's free as well. And make sure you check out our archives, our podcasts, featured stories, much, much more. And, of course, our advertisers are there. And our general store, our merchandise store, I should say, is there. We got some cool swag, and we got some specials right now going on with some of our preferred sponsors that you might want to take advantage of. It's March Madness, and we've got some madness going on with some good sales on the store. So just go to the SteveSanchezShow.com website. We've been talking about Maryland. We've been talking about that. I wanted to change gears just for a moment and talk about President Trump and his congratulations over to Putin. Everybody's flipping out because, I mean, here's, and producer Nate and I were talking about this on Sunday, on our Sunday night show. We were talking about the re-election of Putin, Vladimir Putin, and pretty hard not to think he wasn't going to get reelected, because pretty much here's how it goes in Russia. Oh, we may not see that as a whole, but here's how it goes in Russia. That old Kremlin is still there. Trust me when I tell you this. It's pretty much, you either vote for me and reelect me, or you're dead. And at the end of the day, Putin is there. He's going to stay there. The people fear him. Some people love him. Some people adore him. They think he's the greatest, you know, leader Russia's ever had. He's certainly not a Gorbachev. Gorbachev had a lot more leniency in terms of wanting capitalism and relationship and some different things. Ronald Reagan proved that. Boris Yeltsin was kind of a bubba, just like Bill Clinton. You know, he was kind of a good old boy bubba. He didn't care. You know, he was just happy to be there. You know, and whatever they told him to do, he'd do. He's just like, hey, this is great. I get to be in the palace. Hell, this is cool. And, you know, he didn't care. He wasn't a real policy guy. There wasn't a lot that happened under Boris Yeltsin, and that's why Putin has been there for quite some time. Now, old KGB guy, look at him. He's got beady eyes. I mean, the guy's got beady eyes. He looks like a vampire. Thus the name Vladimir. Well, the media is going bad crap crazy, because Trump congratulated Putin on the reelection, but they're saying, why didn't he mention the meddling of our elections? President Trump is owned by Putin. No, I doubt that. Mueller has not been able to prove that. Mueller has now, in essence, changed the direction of the investigation and is now investigating the Trump Organization, because there was nothing there in the Trump campaign. There was no collusion. Taxpayer dollars at its finest. You can't take a trip to Disneyland this summer because the prices got so high for the park, for the Hopper Pass. But, you know, hey, hell, at least your tax dollars are funding this ridiculous investigation, and you don't go to Disneyland. That's a great country. Wouldn't you agree? The country's not so great anymore, friends. God bless, I'm just going to be honest with you. We're not that great that anymore. The idea of America's great. The Constitution is great. But at the end of the day, the people running the show, they're kind of idiots. And at the end of the day, until these idiots are replaced, you know, we're kind of screwed. I mean, real simple. You know, we're kind of basically the newbie in the Shawshank Redemption prison. I mean, that's it. We're going to be with the sisters. I mean, you know, it's like in Shawshank. I mean, that's what's happening to us, in essence. I mean, I have to be so blunt. I hate to be so abrasive. Someone has to tell you the truth. Someone has to treat you like an adult. I can't always change your diaper and powder your butt. I just can't do it. That's not what I'm here for. That's not who I am. You want that? Go to bald-headed Mark Levin. He'll pamper your ass all you want, and he'll powder it too, and he may even kiss it for you. That's not what I do here. I want to insult you. I want to offend you. I want to make you mad. I want you to go to bed hating me, because maybe you'll get your lazy asses up, call this show, do something about your life, do something about America, do something about your schools, do something about your state, and do something about your country. Just maybe. That's why I'm here. Because believe me, I can be in my beautiful villa, I can be T-bone steaks on the grill, dipping my toes into the water, but my job's not done here yet on talk radio, because I still have so many people that are in the Christian faith like me, but really aren't in the Christian faith, because Christians are supposed to be bold and warriors. Instead, you sit in the corner waiting for the rapture. You talk tough at church, you talk tough with the donuts and the coffee after church, but you're not that tough. You're just not. You want to be coddled. You want a blankie thrown over you. You want your sippy cup. Because you don't want to face the truth that we are in an end time situation. You don't want to face the truth that the government is corrupt. And Trump has one tiptoe into corruption and one tiptoe into patriotism because he's got globalists all around him shaking the marbles out of his head. And after a while, if you get shaken so hard and you don't have the right people around you to protect you, you become just like them. That's what's happening. But you're not going to hear that anywhere else because no one has the guts to tell you that because they want to keep you happy. And they don't want you to complain to the station managers that you were hurt and you were offended by his canter. I'm telling you the truth. So getting mad at Trump congratulating Vladimir Putin is stupid. You want to have him as an ally. Why? Because he's got nuclear weapons. I didn't say we have to be best friends. I didn't say we have to trust him. Hell, we don't even have to like him. But we better somehow keep a relationship that's civil because he can press a button and we're gone. Oh, Steve, we got a button too. Yeah, and they're gone. So what does that do, dummy? We're both gone. Do you want to have your children grow up in front of your eyes? Do you want to see your grandchildren walk down the aisle? Do you want to live a little longer with your spouse and take that retirement that you've worked so hard for? Then get along and try to create some synergy, because if you don't, we're in real trouble. The last 30 or 40 years of policy, domestic and globally, in this country didn't do anything for us. Don't pretend it did. It did not. All we've done is pissed off more people. America's really good at that. Instead of literally taking care of our vets, our homeless, our kids going to bed hungry, we spend billions of dollars in funding overseas aid on countries that hate our guts. That's real smart. We don't have that many smart people running the country. Sorry. So when I hear John McCain, who should have retired when he got his diagnosis to enjoy the last years of his life with his family, he comes out and says, I'm mad at Donald Trump for congratulating Vladimir Putin on the election victory. What the hell do you want him to do? Do you want him to say that Russia's our enemy? Is that going to make you happy? See, John McCain is a warmonger, just like Lindsey Graham. They're warmongers. They want war. Why? Because it makes them profitable, and it makes their special interests and the lobbyists that they work for profitable. Sorry, you may have loved George W. Bush. He's an ass and an idiot and a Luciferian, and they're dirty. And the Bush dynasty is dirty and corrupt, just like the Clinton dynasty. Go do your homework. I'm sorry to be so abrasive. I'm sorry to have to use some adult language. But where in the hell were people when Obama congratulated Putin in 2012 for his election? Where was John McCain? Oh, I know where John McCain was. He was basically still scratching his head saying, man, I never should have said in the debate that we had nothing to fear with Obama. This is the fool that thinks that he's the president. McCain thinks that he's somehow an armchair president. He needs to retire. The people of Arizona don't like him. How do I know? I'm in Arizona. We don't like him, and we don't like Flake. And if you think overwhelmingly the people just keep reelecting him because he's so great, no. He's got old money behind him. His wife is an Anheuser-Busch heiress. They've got old money behind them. Flake has got the LDS money behind him, and that is the only way these people have been able to prosper. But the majority of people that know the truth don't want these guys representing them. But sometimes they have to pull the lever holding their nose because they don't want a liberal like Ann Kirkpatrick representing the United States Senate for Arizona. So they have to hold their nose and say, well, at least John McCain wants to have national security. That's the truth. This is ridiculous. Stop chasing Trump. Stop being a never-Trumper. Stop it already. It's already disturbing. We could be refocusing our efforts and our energies and our resources to literally change the dynamics of America, to move ourselves forward, to continue with job growth, to continue building our infrastructure, creating the wall that we elected Trump to do in the border states, get rid of the Obamacare healthcare program as a whole, and change the country, have more of a constitutionalized republic, because guess what? We're not a democracy. We're a representative republic. It's time some of you go back to history class. It's already enough. It's not enough just to wave your red, white, and blue flag in your front yard. It's not enough. You have to be educated. Don't be illiterate. Most people are biblically illiterate, and they're illiterate regarding the history of this country. Sadly, And that's why we continue. Do I get upset with Donald Trump when he makes asinine statements? Sure I do. And you hear me on this microphone, call him out. You hear me call him out when he's making policy decisions that don't line up with the conservative agenda that he was elected to go on. You're going to always hear consistency from this microphone. I'm never going to make excuses, and I'm not going to apologize or accept someone's bad behavior. But right now, we're taking it too far. No one said anything to Obama about congratulating Putin in 2012, but yet they're pissed at Trump because Russia interfered. Russia did not interfere, and if they did, it was minimal. They didn't change the course of the election. Hillary wasn't supposed to win. In fact, Hillary go to jail for the uranium one. Obama and Loretta Lynch and all that administration, Valerie Jarrett, they all need to be investigated immediately. Why don't you use those tax dollars for the efforts that they should be used for? Not going on a witch hunt. It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. So I can sit here and I can sing to you and I can yodel for you and I can tell you all that you want to hear and make you feel good. I can do the repetitive thing that all the neocons did all day long today from morning until evening, regurgitating the same topic both on the left and the right. I need to treat you like an adult. And adults have to take adult responsibility seriously. Steve Sanchez, you know the number. Break, we're coming back. Don't go away.
This is Steve Sanchez, and on my show, you hear me talk about the world still being in turmoil, how everyday ordinary Americans need to prepare for what could lie ahead. What lies ahead could be a cyber attack, a possible breakdown of our institutions, and we've got to have extra food on hand in the event of a catastrophic issue. There's a company making a new amazing appliance that can truly save your lives. HarvestRite has invented a home freeze dryer. They're already having tens of thousands of people using it, enjoying it, taking control of their own lives. My family and I have just purchased one and plan to fill our pantry with our favorite meals, beef stroganoff, scalloped potatoes, roast beef, and even mac and cheese. We can save a lot of money, we can take control of our financial lives, and be prepared in the event of a catastrophic issue. But for a limited time, I want to make sure that you can try this product by getting a free sample of what this freeze dryer can do. I want you to visit HarvestRite.com right now for that sample, or call 1-800-836-9474. That's 1-800-836-9474 for that free sample. That's 800-836-9474.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at Sunny-Bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, Sunny-Bay.com.
The March of Dimes and HCA Healthcare are committed to the best possible start for every baby. I'm Amy Casseri, Vice President of HCA Women and Children's Services, where we have the honor of delivering over 200,000 babies a year. We partner with the March of Dimes on research and fundraising to help build a brighter future for babies everywhere. So march with us on one of the many HCA teams assembled nationwide. Learn more at marchforbabies.org/HCA.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The time for talking's over now. I guess it's time to let you go. But I don't. No, I don't mind at all. It's getting so you never know.
All right, final segment of the show. I want to go ahead and jump to at least a call or two. Of course, we go to our friend in China Lake, California. I want to hear what Mike has to say. Mike, you're up next. How you doing on this Tuesday?
Yeah, I love your show, Steve. You're the only one that kicks ass on the Masons. And that's why I started listening to you years ago, because I was shocked that you have the guts to come on the air and tell it like it is about these bums.
I appreciate that, Mike, and it's not without challenge. You, I am sure, can imagine the pushback we get because of it. The emails, the threats, the private messages on Facebook, the death threats, all kinds of stuff. But when you operate with God's covering and anointing, it all bounces off of me. It's just like dust that I wipe off my shoulders.
Yes, yes, you're definitely blessed, and you're a good teacher, Steve. I've learned quite a bit from you, and it's an ongoing thing here, going through the Sanchez School.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem, Steve. I didn't realize Flake was a Mormon.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's an LDS. He's a Mormon. Got a lot of Mormon money behind him. In fact, his son was prosecuted a couple of years ago for the death of 21 dogs in a boarding in a kennel. And then, you know, they didn't do any jail time. It got suspended. And, you know, he's very deeply connected with the LDS community for sure.
Yeah, it's the onslaught against the Christians, even the onslaught from the Roman Catholic Church against the Christians is incredible. The dark state is there, like you said, Steve. China has a dark state. Iran has a dark state. Russia has a dark state. KGB is just another capital set of letters. You know, Putin's going to die like Hugo and the Castro brothers, and then somebody else will get in there, and maybe things will get a little smoother. But Obama's the biggest crook of all. He did hack the Israeli election to get Benjamin Netanyahu out there. He tried to coerce Putin. And, Steve, could I just make one quick point here on what's your first
sure.
top, topic was on the school, Steve.
Sure.
There's a lost point. If I think, Steve, like you, if the shooter makes it over the perimeter, the battle's over.
That's right.
On the school line, on the school perimeter, we need to stop the violence before it even hits the sidewalk with K-Rail and put a deputy riding shotgun on the buses with the hand wand.
I agree.
It's over if they, why aren't the teachers, if they get that far, it's such a ridiculous and ironic point.
Yeah, I agree. And you know why the media didn't want to talk about it today? Because, you know, it changes their narrative. You know, you've got this kid who goes in there. 60 seconds later, the officer guns him down, kills him. He prevents further deaths. Well, you can't talk about that because then it takes away from the narrative of the NRA being the boogeyman.
No, then Oprah and Soros are wasting their money. You know, they've had President Trump backpedaling, like you know, Steve. Like you've been hammering everybody out there and teaching them. Our president has been on his heels since before he was elected. They've done everything they can to make it an issue where he can't fire anybody, because if he fires anybody, then it's going to be, well, it's collusion. Well, Hillary fired everybody and their mother for a week straight until she got everybody purged out of there, and they're still in there.
Oh, yeah, but you know what? Hey, that was at the cusp of the Luciferian onset in Washington. Mike, I got to bounce him on a small segment. Always a pleasure, my brother. Keep up the good work out in California, soon to be Alaska. But you're absolutely right, Mike. The Clintons don't count because they're the second coming, according to these nutball Luciferians that worship them. And they do worship them. There's no other word to utilize but worship, sadly. All right, this hour being brought to you by our friends over at Harvest Right. Look, quickly, I'll just tell you this. I've been talking about these freeze dryers for months. If you don't have one, it's because you probably don't know what they do. So I'm going to give you a phone number, 1-800-836-9474. I want you to call them and order a free sample of the wonderful food that it can create, and then ask for the buyer's guide and to freeze drying. 1-800-836-9474. 1-800-836-9474. Free sample. HarvestRight.com. Check them out. Great night tonight. God bless. And we'll catch you on the other side.
The views expressed by the host are merely opinion,
and it's suggested you consult your tax advisor, attorney, financial consultant, pastor, or clergy for further clarity.
Hey friends, this is Steve Sanchez, and before you make any food storage decision, I want you to consider my friends over at LegacyFoodStorage.com. Legacy Food Storage is voted best value in food, lowest cost per pound, and they have up to a 25-year shelf life. They offer free shipping all around the United States, and get this, they're made in the USA. I know that means a lot to me. I'm sure it means a lot to you. Their categories are unlimited, and I encourage you to go visit their website right now at LegacyFoodStorage.com or call them at 888-543-7345. If you believe like I do, the inevitable can happen, and you've got to ask yourself, how will you survive? How will you feed your children? My friends at LegacyFoodStorage.com have the answers, and they're standing by to answer your questions. 888-543-7345. That's 888-543-7345. Or visit them at LegacyFoodStorage.com. For a limited time, you get a free gift with your first purchase, and you get an incredible discount at checkout if you use the coupon code Sanchez.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.